Now in answering these three questions, the whole chapter has been written actually. The whole chapter concerns itself with these three questions. But it's a detailed discussion on this. So once again, there are various possibilities which Sri Aurobindo puts forward. If the physical universe were the sole manifested world, or if it were a quite separate world, rebirth as a part of the evolutionary process would be confined to a constant succession of direct transmigrations from one body to another. Death would be immediately followed by a new birth without any possibility of an interval. The passage of the soul would be a spiritual circumstance in the uninterrupted series of a compulsory mechanical material procedure. If physical universe is the only universe, then the soul which is in this world, once it comes out of the body, it has not to go anywhere else. So it goes into another body immediately. So the question of transmigration to some other world, heaven or hell or anything of the kind, or other world, does not arise at all. But if this is true only if the world is only physical universe, is the only reality. If physical universe is not the only reality, then other possibilities arise. But we have found the soul would have no freedom from matter. It would be perpetually bound to its instrument, the body, and dependent on it for the continuity of its manifested existence. But, now this is a second alternative, which has already been proved in the other chapters. But we have found that there is a life on other planes after death and before the subsequent rebirth. A life consequent on the old and preparatory of the new stage of terrestrial existence. Other planes coexist with ours, are part of one complex system and act constantly upon the physical, which is their own final and lowest term, receive its reactions, admit a secret communication and commerce. Man can become conscious of these planes, can even in certain states project his conscious being into them, partly in life, presumably therefore with a full completeness after the dissolution of the body. This is the second alternative, for which Sri Aurobindo says we have already given evidence in the previous chapter. The physical universe is not the only universe. In fact, one of the important articles of Vedic knowledge is the discovery of these worlds, other than the physical universe. The Vedic seers were able to find out that there are worlds other than the physical world, of which we have physical experience. And therefore it described the whole world in a very symbolic language. It said, the world is like an animal which has two heads, four horns and 3 feet. It's like a riddle. Dve shirshe chatushringa Tripada. It has two heads, it has four horns and 3 feet. Three feet consist of three worlds. They are the lower worlds. the world of matter, world of life, the world of mind, this Tripada. There are three worlds. And even the earth world has got three worlds, three earths. The Veda speaks of three earths, not one world, not one earth, but three earths. Even in the earth principle, there are two other earth principles of which we are not normally aware. This is what is called Prithvi, the earth principle. The second is Antariksha. And the third is Dyoho, the heaven. It is Dyoho or heaven. That is the mind. Therefore, when the Vedic rishis prayed, the first of prayed as Shanti may be Dyoho Shanti Ranta Rekshabhu Shanti Prativi. So these three are first of all to be calmed down: heaven, Antariksha, and Prithvi. These are three paths, three worlds. Then comes another world, which is called the world of truth and the vast, the world of Satyam Charitam. And vast. Satyam Ritam Brihat. That is a formula. Satyam Ritam Brihat. The truth, the right, and the vast. The truth, the right, and the vast. Satyam Ritam Brihat. Brihat means the vast. Satyam Ritam Brihat. This is called the higher heaven. Jyoho is the lower heaven, but this one is the higher heaven. Which is sometimes also referred to as Swaha. Swaha. That is why in the Gayatri Mantra we speak of Bhur Bhuvaha Swaha. Bhuhu is the Prithvi, Bhuvaha is Antariksha and Dyoho together, Bhuvaha, and Swaha is this Swaha. And then higher than that is the triple world, which is spiritual, Satchidananda. Satchidananda. So Satchidananda and Swaha, these are the four horns. 3 feet are the feet of matter, life, and mind. The four horns are these four horns: Sat, Chit, Ananda, and Truth and Vast. Swaha. These are the seven, you might say, realities, seven worlds. Four higher worlds and three lower worlds. Four horns, that is, each one of the horns is the higher world, and three pada, each one of the 3 feet, is the lower world. So four higher worlds and three lower worlds. And all this is the manifestation of a reality which is dual in character. Dveshirshe, which has got two heads. It is Ardhanarishvara. It is a supreme which is at once Lord and the Divine Mother. Which is the ultimate justification of the sex principle in the world. Aditi is called the Divine Feminine Principle. Aditi, the first Divine Mother from whom all the creatures are born. And the Lord is often imaged as a Vrishabha, as the supreme bull. That is the image of the Veda.
In the Sari civilization, you find both these.
Both these, exactly.
Divine Mother and
the bull. Exactly. So the knowledge of the existence of these worlds was the precious possession of the Vedic rishis. And this was not mere a belief. It was as if the rishis were able to move in these worlds at will. They could enter into any world as they willed. So it was a kind of a personal experience. It was just as we can say, I have seen the world and I have no doubt about the existence of this world, at least to my senses. Similarly, one can say, I have entered into the world of truth and the vast. I have entered into the world of mind. I have entered the world of life. In the world of mind, there will be only world of ideas. There will be no matter as we see it. It will be only the world of world of ideas. In the world of life, there will be only world of desires, impulses. In the supermind, when you go to the higher level, truth and right and vast, you see only the manifestation which is luminous, a world of light. The world of delight, world of consciousness and world of existence. Now, these worlds were known to Upanishads also. Therefore, Upanishads accept this whole theory of the Veda. It's not a theory according to them, it is a knowledge. There is a very interesting sentence by Yama to Nachiketa in Kathopanishad and says, those who believe that this world alone is and there are no other worlds, they constantly remain as a victim of death. They cannot be liberated at all. Those who believe that there is only this world and no other world at all, for them there is no liberation. They remain in this world of death. Matya Loka. So the knowledge of these worlds is a necessary knowledge for liberation. This was one of the secrets that Nachiketas is told by Yama. He is made to realize that there are many other worlds